Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And through Sharing Change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting meaningful causes here in our community. Learn more at sharingchange.org. Time to talk to the Executive Director of Recreation Services for Parks and Recreation, the one and only Nate Williams. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Did you like how I threw your full title and everything
Thank
out there?
You. Yeah, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Big title guy. I'm just kidding. I do have to ask you a question.
Any guy with a receptionist has to have a title like that.
am I the only person who demands my own theme song coming into just a 10-minute interview?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. I know you're a little needy, so.
It fits so well, and it just makes me happy when I hear it.
It does. I like the sound of it, too. It's just... Parks and Rec theme is always a good one. So.
You know, for years I've been trying to convince our city TV folks to do that at the beginning of our commission meetings that are televised, but a few more restrictions when it's being televised, so that unfortunately will never happen.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, it's copyright music, that kind of thing, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But
details.
Get someone to find you a good remix that sounds almost like it, enough that you would recognize it.
There we go. And if people don't know what we're talking about, that's the intro music for Parks and Recreation, the show. So
yeah,
that's what makes it funny.
It is good. It's really funny. Almost as funny as the picture of Thomas Laird on our website.
Yeah, Thomas, he actually ended up plunging into the outdoor pool a couple times. He did one for a promo piece when it was very cold outside. And then this past Saturday, we had our plunge into fitness. We're in our 20th year, 20th. Second year, I think, actually, of doing it. So it's been a long time. It's been a program or activity that we've been glad to put on, and this year we did a little different spin on it. We've been leading up this week with some fitness classes, and Saturday morning, our staff got together, our wellness teams, and they put together a whole sampling of classes and did 15-minute examples. They had water polo, just kind of demonstrating all the wellness activities that we offer at our facilities and try to get people engaged, and then discuss the benefits of the cold plunge. So at the end of that morning, we did a plunge into the outdoor pool. It's 46 degrees.
So yeah.
Chilly.
In the past, when these things have happened, it could be 60, 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, it had, because of when it was held in January before this year, it could have been brutally cold on those days.
You know, it's a little bit, some people say it's even more shocking on a day like Saturday.
Really?
We've had days where it's, you know, in the teens and we're breaking up ice, but you get out there and you sit in that cold weather.
Oh, yeah.
Your body is just not as shocked because sometimes the water is warmer than the air. So if the air, I think our lowest temperature ever was 6 degrees outside. So your body's already colder than the water is because it's usually around 33, 34.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah.
So it's not as much of a shock. But this past Saturday, the water was 46. It was almost 50, so it was a little bit of a shock.
Yeah, I bet.
We've had years where we've been busting up ice and all types of variations.
You know, when I think of that event, I can't help but think of the late Doug Young. Because he seemed to be there every year, the former councilman.
He was into it with some of his civic groups and... You know, there's always a big turnout of Boy Scouts who come, and it was fun. I think we're going to get that event back up to something that'll be participated by you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. So
yeah,
I'm excited about next year. We've already discussed opportunities to make it even better and do some more things.
Well, good. It's always a cool little event, and you know, it's you know, is it Groundhog Day? Is it a sign of spring? Is it the polar bear plunge? I mean, all of those things. Or I just did it again. The plunge into fitness.
Plunge into fitness.
Yeah, I'll get it right by next year.
One of these days.
It takes time. It was on the brain for some reason. But, you know, that's going to be like one of the things that, you know, spring is around the corner when these events happen.
Especially on a day like this.
Yeah.
Like spring's here. So. I don't know what your afternoon plans are, but I'd say get out on the greenway or something because it's absolutely beautiful outside.
Yeah, the Thompson Lane Trailhead is where I usually head to. And if I'm feeling a little, you know, adventurous, maybe the one on Central Valley.
Yeah. But that's that rolling hills to it.
Yeah, especially when you get close to the dam. That's when I usually decide, am I going to do this or am I going to turn around?
It's such a beautiful trail out there. And a lot of people don't realize that Central Valley, that trailhead, we have a disc golf course. So it's our second disc golf course, and people really, really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see people out there all the time. Well, I happened to tune in to the city council meeting this last Thursday night, and I really thought the mayor captured you like nobody else, saying,
Nate, mayor has a tendency of doing that.
You're spending thousands of money. You're spending more money tonight than, you know, so. But some exciting things were announced, the park and all that. So maybe go through some of the things that are coming up there.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, just from a city standpoint, it's just an opportunity to work with awesome teams across. We work with our public works team. We have a purchasing team now that helps us get through, you know, the bidding and the tabulating process. So it makes it where we can make this job so much more efficient and get things done while we can still focus on parks and not get bogged down by the details. But we had four projects go to council on Thursday night, and a very supportive council, which we're really appreciative for. But we're replacing the small playground at Stegall Soccer Complex with a really, you know, awesome climbing feature that's kind of a smaller project, but it's going to be fun nonetheless. And then at Patterson Park Community Center, we're doing some outdoor improvements. We're going to add some parking, correct some parking issues that we have, and then also add a new playground and Murfreesboro's first splash pad. So that'll be at Patterson Park.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then at Old Fort, we've got a renovation of the original ball field out there. I'm sure if you've been around Murfreesboro for a while, you can imagine what that's going to look like when you're driving down Old Fort Parkway and you see those old wooden poles that are a little bit leaning and decrepit field that's been there since the 70s that has really ended its useful life. We're going to have a new parking area, LED-lit synthetic turf field with new fencing and everything all the way around.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a great project.
Yeah. You know, my dad, when I was really little, all of my five brothers were all close in age, and then I'm the 10-year after oopsie. But, you know, when I was really little and my brother Mickey was playing, my dad coached Kiwanis League a lot. And one of my early memories is being on that ball field, you know, as the bat boy. So,
yeah,
I mean, a lot of people have played on that particular surface. Now, weren't there two more?
Murfreesboro for some time.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the Samsonite ball fields or the Oaklands ball fields. I have so many memories of Old Fort, too, when I was little, watching my mom play softball. So they're just kind of ingrained.
So at the Old Fort facility, weren't there more than – was there at least two fields there?
There was a smaller baseball field that we didn't rebuild at once we built Adams Tennis Complex.
All right.
You know, we have future plans that we show. Nothing's funded whatsoever, but we're not even showing anything in the next 5 years of doing. But, you know, we've toyed with the idea of maybe doing an event space out there. And, it's just a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, Thursday night we talked about all the projects. The one project that everybody just was really excited about and our crescendo of projects, I should say, on Thursday that are getting started is Veterans Park.
Yeah.
And that's going to get rolling here very soon. We could probably see dirt moving sometime in March.
How awesome is that? That's been kind of a long time coming, a long time talked about. And a
couple different locations.
Yeah, that's right.
But we were able to overcome them. And, it's going to be a great park on the west side of town, 150 acres. Destination playground, trail network, four pavilions, pickleball courts. It's Veterans Park, and we wanted to come up with a way to really honor veterans in a subtle way to make it, you know, something that we'd be proud of. So we've got a really big flag that's going to be flown there, one of the biggest ones in town.
All right, cool. Now, we posted a story about this on Friday with what looks like drawings, and some of the things say potential future this and that. So this is just kind of one phase of what could be a growing park out there?
Yeah, this is the park, I would say. You know, this is not a phased park. The council charged us with building something and not phasing it and get something good that everybody's been waiting for so long.
Right.
Any future development, you know, we can't say for certain, but we did leave some space for, you know, a potential police precinct that might be there in the future, fire station, library, and it's all hypothetical.
Sure.
Or even some type of educational use. So there is some open space. Nothing definitive right now, but it would be some type of city or civic service.
Okay. You know, every time we post a story about you know, this Parks and Rec facility, that one, this is what's coming, whatnot. Inevitably, it's almost like every third or fourth comment is, we need more ball fields. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you all feel that too. But
yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And we've got some plans. We're looking at a couple different pieces of property where we're going to potentially develop in the future ball fields, but we recognize the need for ball fields and community use. So it's going to happen, you know, before too long, but we've got a couple places that we're looking at it, and we're really excited. We do need to do ball fields.
Yeah, well, I think just from the public comments that we get on any story, because I see them come up through my phone and, you know, glance at them, and it's like, we need more baseball fields. We need more softball fields.
You know,
that kind
we
of
need
thing.
More of everything, Brian.
Well, sure. I mean, that was kind of where I was going with that.
Yeah, we need, you know, Murfreesboro is growing so fast, we need ball fields. We could use more aquatic facilities, more even soccer fields we could use more of. So it's always something that we're trying to manage expectations and manage everything the best we can.
Nate Williams with us, Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. I noticed that the plans call for an event lawn. What is that?
Yeah, so it's kind of a multi-use area, so that's going to serve as a pavilion, but the pavilion's designed to be able to be turned into a stage.
Oh, cool.
That faces, you know, a flat area that you can put some type of concert or anything like that you wanted to. So we recognize there's a lot of really cool events that need to happen in Murfreesboro, but we don't have great space for it. So there'll be a lot of times where we can use that space to be able to maybe do some type of concert, and a lot of internal programming we're expecting, and then have spaces where you can put food trucks, that type of stuff.
That'll be nice. So any idea on if dirt starts moving soon, when is the projected completion, I guess?
You know, I don't really put out just how we're starting. We're expecting about a year construction, but we're also depending on, a spring that isn't too rainy,
right,
a summer that isn't too rainy, because there's so much grading work that has to happen. So
Time
will tell. We're going to hope for the best, and I know the contractor that we've selected is excited and has a really good execution plan to get it built.
Honestly, that is the biggest part of this whole thing, unlike, you know, when you're building a building, you know. So, I mean, and if you're dealing with that, you're also dealing with Mother Nature.
Well, we're dealing with that, but also a big part of the project people might not see. You know, you look at the park. It's a great park, something we're going to be proud of, but it's so much of it is grading, and then there's so much utility work. It's almost like a development project that we're getting everything there for the park's use and then future use down the road.
Yeah, just as it's like people were expecting Buc-ee's to just pop up out of the ground, but,
right,
you know, they had to do so much underground work and you know, moving of roads and things of that nature. But and you're at the mercy of Mother Nature with that. One more quick thing. How is Parks and Recreation involved in the daylighting of Town Creek?
You know, we've had discussions with our development services team since that project's been going. I think that's going to be kind of an all-of-city approach.
It's gotcha.
Something that our development services team is working on, but we recognize that there's green space, that there's a lot of park elements that we'll be working together with Public Works to maintain and make sure, you know, that space is just a vibrant new addition to the community.
It really kind of will, in a way, tie the trailheads together, will it not?
Yeah, it'll tie, you know, close to Murphy Spring over to Cannonsburg, and we're reworking some plans at Cannonsburg now to, you know, get that place more active and get it, you know, more engaging. And we're excited about the plan that holds with Town Creek and how that plays into Cannonsburg as well.
Yeah. And that's not where a ball field is going, by the way.
That is not where a ball field is going.
I just had to throw that in.
Thanks.
I did notice, too, I think about that project. I drive by it every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it looks vacant right now, and it's going to look even more vacant because I saw crews out beginning the process of demoing the liquor store that was once at that corner. So it looks like we're getting pretty close to that. I think the mayor said last week we're really close to that beginning, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it'll be fun. Well, Nate, I appreciate the update this morning. It's always fun to catch up.
Appreciate it, Brian. If I could say one more thing.
Yeah.
The special census is happening right now. We need all the participants that we can. So if you can, you live in Murfreesboro, it's greatly beneficial to the city as it pertains to revenue the city gets, shared revenue, and what could offset tax dollars to participate in that. And it's just really simple. It takes just a couple minutes at MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Very good. And that is crucial information. Helps keep our park system growing and strong. Thanks to Nate Williams joining us here on Rutherford Issues this morning.